Mallinckrodt and Endo merge in $6.7 billion deal, implications for manufacturing and financial strategy. Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals and Endo Incorporated have announced a $6.7 billion merger that aims to enhance operational efficiency, strengthen financial stability, and position the combined entity for strategic expansion. The transaction, structured as a near-equal merger of shareholders, reflects a consolidation trend within the specialty pharmaceutical sector following both companies' recent financial restructuring. Manufacturing and operational impacts. One of the most significant effects of the merger will be the integration of both companies' manufacturing capabilities. Mallinckrodt, historically known for its expertise in specialty branded and generic drugs, brings a portfolio that includes autoimmune treatments, pain management solutions, and ADHD medications. Endo, with a similar focus on pain management through brands like Percocet and Testopel, also possesses a robust sterile injectables division. The deal is expected to generate at least $75 million in synergies within the first year, growing to $150 million by year three. These efficiencies will likely come from streamlining supply chain operations, optimizing production facilities, and leveraging economies of scale in active pharmaceutical ingredient, API, procurement. Additionally, the companies plan to merge their generic drug units and integrate Endo's sterile injectables business before potentially spinning it off as a separate entity, signaling a strategic restructuring of their manufacturing focus. By consolidating manufacturing capabilities and streamlining operations, Mallinckrodt and Endo are not just cutting costs, they are strategically positioning themselves to drive long-term efficiency and enhance competitiveness in the specialty pharmaceutical market. This merger is a critical step in reshaping the landscape of specialty drug manufacturing. James Tannehill, from a production standpoint, this consolidation could lead to improved manufacturing efficiency but may also result in facility rationalizations. Redundant manufacturing sites could be closed or repurposed, particularly in regions where both companies have overlapping operations. However, this restructuring also presents an opportunity to modernize production lines, adopt cost-saving automation, and enhance regulatory compliance in response to evolving FDA requirements. Technological advances and future manufacturing efficiencies. Looking ahead, emerging technological advancements could significantly improve manufacturing efficiencies for the newly combined entity. The adoption of advanced robotics and AI-driven automation in pharmaceutical production could streamline labor-intensive processes, reducing errors and increasing output precision. Continuous manufacturing techniques, which enable real-time monitoring and adjustments, may enhance production efficiency while minimizing waste. Additionally, digital twins, virtual replicas of physical manufacturing systems, could allow for predictive maintenance and optimization of plant operations. These innovations, along with enhanced data analytics capabilities, may provide the merged company with a competitive edge in cost reduction and regulatory compliance, further solidifying its position in the specialty pharmaceutical sector. Financial deal dynamics. The financial structure of the merger is designed to create a stronger balance sheet and cash flow, enabling the combined entity to invest in external growth opportunities. The merger is being financed through existing cash reserves and $900 million in new financing arranged by Goldman Sachs. Notably, both companies emerged from bankruptcy proceedings in recent years due to opioid-related litigation settlements, making this deal a pivotal moment in their financial recovery. By combining forces, the new entity is expected to reduce operational costs while expanding revenue streams through a diversified product portfolio. The 50-50 ownership structure reflects a balanced approach, ensuring neither set of shareholders is disproportionately diluted. With Siggi Olafsson continuing as CEO and Paul Efron stepping in as chairman, the leadership team is positioned to focus on both financial discipline and growth-oriented acquisitions. A key strategic element is the anticipated pursuit of commercial-stage drug assets. With a strengthened financial position, the combined company is better equipped to acquire late-stage or marketed drugs that can provide immediate revenue contributions. This acquisition-driven model aligns with broader trends in the specialty pharmaceutical space, where inorganic growth often outpaces internal R&D efforts. Broader industry context. This merger highlights a broader shift in the pharmaceutical industry, where mid-sized specialty drugmakers seek consolidation to counteract financial pressures, litigation risks, and the rising costs of drug development. The integration of Mallinckrodt and Endo reflects the need for operational streamlining in a post-bankruptcy environment while also positioning the combined entity as a competitive player in the specialty drug market. While the merger brings clear financial and operational synergies, its long-term success will depend on the execution of integration plans, the ability to manage legacy legal liabilities, and strategic investments in high-margin pharmaceutical segments. As the industry continues to evolve, this transaction could serve as a model for financially distressed drugmakers looking to reposition themselves for sustainable growth.